pages 16 and 17. Page 16 has artists' images of homes built at Wellbourne Garden Village, across the top and also in the right bottom corner. The title in large green lettering on a white background is Wellbourne is Springing into Life. On the right of the page, in green on a lighter green background, is the title Living Well Partnership confirmed as new GP services provider. The article begins. Buckland Development has confirmed that the first homes are now on sale at Wellbourne Garden Village. Meeting the strong demand for high-quality new homes in Hampshire, visitors are welcome to come along to the Wellbourne Welcome Centre and explore Wellbourne's unique design and vision through an immersive digital experience, including the beautifully crafted homes, abundant accessible green space, and vibrant new village centre. To find out more information about Wellbourne from Fareham Borough Council, please visit www.fareham.gov.uk/Wellbourne. Alternatively, visit the developer's website at www.wellbourne.co.uk. The Living Well Partnership has been appointed by NHS Hampshire and Isle of Wight to provide GP services from a new surgery to be built within Wellbourne's village centre, ensuring seamless and sustainable healthcare provision for the growing community. The GP surgery will be delivered as part of the first construction phase at Wellbourne, reflecting Buckland Development and the Council's shared commitment to delivering infrastructure and early healthcare services. This will create the foundation for long-term sustainability and well-being at Wellbourne. Before the Wellbourne GP surgery is constructed and available, nearby Wickham Surgery has agreed to provide GP services for the residents of the first homes, ensuring the availability of primary health care from the outset. Page 17 continues the Wellbourne theme of green on a white background with the title Junction 10 Update. There are two photographs of the ongoing construction work. The bottom third of the page is in green on a lighter green background and has the title Christmas 2025, Closure of M27 Junctions 9 to 11. Junction 10 Update. Wellbourne Garden Village is the most ambitious development that Fareham Borough Council has ever planned and will take many years to deliver. An integral part of the supporting infrastructure for Wellbourne is the improvement to Junction 10 of the M27. Hampshire County Council is delivering the M27 Junction 10 scheme, working closely with National Highways. This project is being funded by Buckland Group, the developer, and by Homes England to provide easier access to the M27. Scheme progress. Work on site is progressing at pace this spring with the construction of a giant guide slab involving 1,000 cubic metres of concrete, that's equivalent to around 4,000 bathtubs of water, which was cast in three phases during February and March. The guide slab will play a critical role in ensuring a new underpass can slide accurately into its final position. To support this complex engineering work, the number of lanes on the motorway have been reduced from 4 to 3 on this section of the M27 with a 50 mile per hour speed limit. These measures will remain until the scheme completion in late 2026. Cycling and walking facilities. As part of the Junction 10 upgrade, new and improved pedestrian, cycle and bridleway routes will be provided to connect to the wider Wellbourne Active Travel network. The routes will be constructed alongside the new highway to the north and south of the motorway, underneath the motorway, connecting to wider routes within the Wellbourne development and Fareham. For more information about the project and to receive regular updates, please subscribe to this e-bulletin by visiting the scheme webpage, www.hants.gov.uk/transport/M27-junction-10. Christmas 2025, closure of M27, junctions 9 to 11. Over the Christmas and New Year period this year, the new underpass will be installed beneath the M27 just west of the existing A32 overbridge north of Fareham. The underpass will be pre-constructed as a concrete box on land next to the motorway, which will be slid into position using an innovative box slide engineering approach. This method significantly shortens the construction time and will reduce the length of disruption to motorway users, but will require a full closure of the M27 between junctions 9 and 11 over the Christmas and New Year period, during the school holidays when traffic volumes are lower. Updates will be provided by Hampshire County Council online, via e-bulletins, through social media and local news media.